Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Final Inspection Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb here. We turn now to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline and welcome in the driver, the number 22, Menards Team Penske Chevrolet, Simon Pagenaud. How you doing, Simon?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Hey, thank you for a few minutes of your time. Now, I know that, you know, obviously a busy weekend. You got the Grand Prix of Indianapolis coming up in a little bit later today. So it's got to be super busy for you. I appreciate you taking some time for us.
No problem. It's part of the job, as they say. yeah, we're getting ready for the race, and it's a big month. Obviously, month of May is we have the Indy Grand Prix, and then we're going to have the Indianapolis 500, which is the biggest race of the year. And, you know, we're also getting ready for the rest of the championship and, most importantly, Road America.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we get into to all that kind of stuff, you know, you've got three top tens this year. The only real bad race you had was down in Austin where you finished 19th. But, you know, it's still a long way from 2017 when you had two wins, five wins in 2016. How far off do you think you are right now to getting back into victory lane?
I think we're pretty close, to be honest with you, Jeff. I think, you know, a lot of the time circumstances came in play. And that's the reason why we haven't won more races already or be on the podium more. But the performance is really good. I'm very happy with my Menards Chevrolet car and Tim Penske. They're doing a fantastic job. So I just know it's coming, to be honest with you. I'm working really hard. My team is behind me, and all we need is to have the star line, and we'll be right back up there. But we'll be fighting for the championship this year, no question.
What's the thing that surprised you the most about driving for Roger Penske?
There's no surprise, really. That's probably what surprised me the most. In most teams you drive for, there are surprises and disappointments sometimes because, you know, resources are not what you expect. And in racing, everything is very expensive. Where at Team Penske, we have amazing engineers, the top notch. We have all the resources we need. And I would say there's no surprises except maybe Roger asking you what you need to go faster. And, you know, that's very reassuring. And I love it when Roger asks me those questions because I know he's going to provide me whatever I need.
What do you call him? Do you call him Mr. Penske? You call him Uncle Roger? What do you call what do you call him?
Of course you would ask. We call him the captain. He's the captain of the ship. He, you know, I call him boss. I call him Roger. You know, I wouldn't venture calling him anything else.
All right, fair enough. What, you know, obviously IndyCar, you pretty much spend the entire month of May down in Indianapolis, the Grand Prix today, you got the Indy 500 in a couple weeks. What off-the-track thing is your favorite part about spending May in Indianapolis?
Well, I love, you know, I've been living in Indianapolis. I'm not living here no more, but I lived in Indianapolis for 9 years. So I've been lucky enough to see the city develop and a lot of restaurants open. I'm a foodie guy, so I love going to restaurants, experience new foods, new restaurants. That's something I really enjoy. So, you know, there's a lot of good choices and places to go downtown. Downtown is an awesome place. So those are the things I like to do. Unfortunately, not much time during the month of May, but, you know, we're busy going left, right, and center. There's a lot to do in Indy. They have actually, Sarah Fisher opened a new go-kart place just across the street from the Speedway. And if you're in town, that's an awesome place to go.
All right. Now, what's your favorite thing to do on the track?
go fast. Go fast and see my name on top of the board.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Now, going back to your younger days, I know that you were into ice racing. A, how cool was that? And B, what did you learn from doing the ice racing that you still use now to this day in IndyCar?
Well, I've I grew up in France, and rally. Rally is a big sport. So rallies, you go from point A to point B in a race car, and you have a teammate that tells you the intensity of the corners coming up. You don't know the layout basically ahead of you, and it's basically a closed road. So I grew up doing that on gravel, dirt. Did some ice racing also. My favorite was dirt racing, and I've learned a bunch just to react to whatever's happening and not really anticipate has been the biggest thing. So sliding around and just being one with the machine, and I still apply it to, you know, every race weekend, and I try to be on the limit as much as possible.
All right, well, being a couple of weeks away from the Indy 500, what would winning the Indy 500 mean to you?
I love that question because it's a very difficult question to answer, but in a very simple word, it would mean the world to me because, you know, I dreamt to be a race car driver when I was 3 years old. That's when I started getting interested in cars. I started driving at 8, racing, and my whole life has been about racing every weekend. On any given day, when I wake up in the morning, my first thought is to improve myself, to be a better driver and do a better job and kick everybody's ass, basically. That's my motto every day. So Indianapolis being the biggest race in the world, that would mean I became a legend of my sport. And that would just be a childhood dream, success. And that would just be amazing. So, you know, there's obviously a lot of words that come to my mind right now, but it would just be a reward, big reward for all the work I put in.
Very well put. Now, I know you mentioned Road America a little bit ago. What are your thoughts on that track and the quality of racing at Road America?
Road America has a lot of fun because it's an old style track, and I mean that in a very good way. There aren't many tracks like this no more. You know, we tend to push safety as far as we can, which is a good thing, but also it takes away character from the tracks. Road America stayed very true to its roots, and I think that's why people love going. Families go together and camp at the track and walk the trails and see the cars going around. You can access to the car very easily. And that's how it used to be back in the days, and that's what people always talk about, is back in the days when racing really took off. Road America stayed that way, and when IndyCar meets Road America, it gives a really good show for the fans. I love it personally. I love going there. Obviously, you know, driving the Menards car is very special because John Menard is from the area, and the Menards store are very present. So when you see that glowing yellow car go by, there's always a lot of support for it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Simon Pagenaud on the Final Inspection Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Simon, what's your favorite car that you own for fun?
I own a lot of cars. I've got what I would call a virus for cars. My favorite, I just bought myself, maybe you know what it is. You remember the car named Le Car? It was a Renault French car.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got the rally version, which is, it's like a French dually. That's why I always explain it, because the back of it is really wide. The front is very narrow. It's got a rear engine, two seats, and it's a hatchback. So it looks really weird. It's not the prettiest car, but it's got great history. There's only 200 that were made, and I own one of them, and it's in the U.S.,
That's awesome. That is awesome. You collect
Renault 5 Turbo.
You also collect muscle cars too, as well, right?
I do. Yeah, I love muscle cars. I don't have a particular car that I like more than others or style. I like muscle cars. I like hatchbacks, sport hatchbacks. I also like the long Cadillac from back in the days. I own a Mustang 68 fastback that we designed with my fiance Haley. It's flat black with black wheels. It's an awesome car.
Oh, that's great. Well, Simon, thank you. I'll let you know that a lot of drivers that come on our show end up winning that same week. So we wish,
well, there you go.
You know, hopefully that holds out and you're in victory lane later on today. We wish you the best of luck today and the rest of the season going forward. And hopefully you win today and, you know, snowball that into a championship. Yeah, absolutely. We can't wait. Well, thank you, Simon. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Have a great day. There was Simon Pagino. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We'll be back with more of the Final Inspection Show right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.